Okay, well, thank you for hanging around for the last presentation. So my discussion on disability and health outcomes in the National County Health Data using a GIS approach. I have no financial relationships to disclose. With our Healthy People 2020 objectives, we're looking at utilizing a variety of data sources to evaluate patterns of health functioning and social participation for persons with disabilities. And with the work I'm doing, I look at, as with all of us, we look at various types of databases to try to get better assessments, given the limitations of these databases. And so we're looking for improving health and functioning. The objective of this research was to analyze geographic spatial dependence between multiple variables impacting persons with disabilities. Part of the issue involved geospatial analysis is for ordinary least squares regression, the basic assumptions based on homoscedasticity of the data and so forth. They can be violated when you don't consider geographic patterns, and consequently you have to look at, you tend to inflate the R-square value as the coefficient determination. So GIS spatial regression offers an improved analysis of geographic data based on nearest neighbors in terms of the relationships and patterns between actual geographic units. So we used freeware called Geodo, which is available. I'll have the website up on the next slide or so, developed by Luke Ansel and at Arizona State to map geographic trends in education and health. This is one of many freeware packages out there, and it's easy to use. You can pick up pretty quickly. Certainly the best package you have to pay for ArcGIS, published by ESRA. That has tremendous capabilities. But the freeware software such as Geodo are very good in terms of getting appropriate geospatial statistics. So we looked at county-level aggregate data. This is an exploratory-type study and looked at two primary research questions. What county-level factors impact disability health outcomes? And particularly, number two, do regional patterns, spatial correlation exist for negative health outcomes? So variables, we looked at a variety of, three primary dependent variables among several: mortality rate, physical inactivity, and obesity. And for independent variables, we looked at a variety of health variables, similarly for socioeconomic variables, and similarly a panel of demographic variables. So the health variables included estimates, and these are the unit of analysis here are counties, so not individuals. So we're looking at aggregate data within counties. So we're looking at percentage smokers, obesity, persons inactive, access to physical exercise, ratios of principal care, physician, dental, and mental health provider rates, food environment index, injury death rate. For socioeconomic variables, looking at percentage uninsured, unemployed, for some reason that's in there twice, so I apologize for that, severe housing problems, percentage persons with no access to physician care due to cost, and violent crime rate. Demographic variables in terms of percentage of various races, percentage rural, high school graduation, college attendance to some degree. We're particularly interested in a percentage with no social emotional support, since a lot of studies have shown increased morbidity and mortality for persons who have low social supports. And we linked in data from the Social Security Administration data on Social Security disability insurance beneficiaries to look at from the disability perspective in terms of having geographic data. That is one limitation of the data, given that it is an underestimate of the actual percentage of disabilities in the counties that we're examining. Primary data source is the abstract lists 2013 data, but the 2014 data was released right after the abstract submission, so I updated with the 2014 data. So what I'm presenting here is a little bit different from what's listed in the abstract. So I looked at 2014 National County Health Rankings, which is released each year by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute in conjunction with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Their data set is derived from multiple nationally representative sources, CDC, Census Bureau, a number of major health surveys. One limitation in the data set is that some of the data do come from county health departments, so there would be some sampling bias in terms of types of people who are visiting county health departments. Those are the kind of the compendium of the data sources. This data set and the Social Security data set linked using FIPS county codes, and this is one extra variable that would be great in all of our data sets if you could just have that FIPS code in there. It's a 5-digit code per county, and to just link the data together in an aggregate form, it would add a lot of power to a lot of our data sets. I know we've been working for years to increase the number of disability indicators, but this would be one extra I would add. And if you didn't have that, at least have the state and county, and then you could just recode to get the FIPS. So we have 3,221 county units in the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii. We used the 1.6.1 version of GEODA, and again, that's a freeware that's downloadable along with the county health rankings. Looking at percentile maps, scatter plots, and various combined models that I've already described, you can go to the website indicated to obtain the county health rankings for 2014. They'll probably release 2015, probably around late February or March. You can download the entire country, or you can download state by state. And it's all in Excel format so that you can take the data and then convert it to get it into a geographic shapefile format. So all U.S. counties, and again, we linked in Social Security SSDI beneficiaries. Also had some veterans data we linked into, but due to time constraints, we're not going to discuss that. So the importance of geospatial regression has to do with scale dependency and heterogeneity to data, homoscedasticity, heteroscedasticity, the assumptions of ordinary least squares regression analysis. And particularly most important is Tober's first law of geography. Everything is related to everything else, but near things are more related than distant things. Additional issues in geospatial regression, you have to look at risk of false calls or the ecological fallacy. In terms of A occurring with B. So we're looking at nearest neighbors types analysis in terms of relationships geographically. And also underlying factors in health outcomes, particularly socioeconomic factors. So here's a geographic map of our data with the work disability, Social Security disability insurance beneficiaries. A little bit fuzzy. It's a percentile map, so the burgundy and the brownish counties are the highest percentiles in terms of recipients. And the pattern kind of concentrates a lot in Appalachia, the Mississippi Delta, and then in other parts of the South. A little bit in the Southwest, and some up in Michigan. So that's one use of the geographic. You can take the data and make interpretations based on the county, just as Teresa just described with her great New York system in terms of mapping services. You can, in terms of looking at combined mortality and disability, and looking at high, low, above, and below average significance, we have this map. And you have clustering of the higher mortality in relationship to disability in the southern in counties in the southern states, and perhaps a few scattered in the Great Plains states. So those are significantly higher mortality in conjunction with disability. The blue-coated counties are actually significant but lower in terms of mortality. So those counties in blue are lower mortality. And also in Alaska, you have a distinction between the eastern part of the state and the western county. I'm not sure which one that is. In terms of a scatter plot looking at mortality and disability, the R-square on this is 0.37. So there's a relationship in terms of the death rate, in terms of the percentage disability across all these 3,221 counties that are each circle represents a county. So there's a positive relationship here. In terms of the geographic relationship, the statistic we're particularly interested in is Moran's I, which runs from -1 to 1. a perfect spatial correlation between the variables would be towards positive 1. If the points were just all over the place but relatively evenly spaced, it would be negative 1. And if there's basically zero relationship, everything would be clustered exactly in the middle. There's a little bit of a pattern here, and so generally, if there's a trend you're looking for, if there's a positive trend in terms of the geographic relatedness, you're looking for a trend of counties from the lower left quadrant to the upper right quadrant. Or similarly, if you're looking at a negative geospatial relationship, it would be the converse. You'd be looking at the upper left to the lower right. But here, this is a positive relationship, a very strong Moran's eye indicating there's some type of geographic pattern here between mortality and disability in the county health data. Looking at some other variables, and again, due to time constraints, I'm not looking at everything here, but in terms of social support, a weaker relationship here from the scatter plot point of view, only 0.015 on the R-square. So it appears less of a relationship between disability and no social support. The counties do tend to cluster a little bit. It's a lower Moran's eye than on mortality, but it's 0.4, and that's a large, very significant relationship between at least some of the counties across the country where there is clustering disability in relationship to no social supports. But again, with the caveat here, looking at it, that this is aggregate data. Also, looking at fair to poor health days, the relationship here is a positive relationship here with the R-square at almost 0.25, and the Moran's eye on this, 0.35. So there's some significant clustering occurring here across some of the counties. No physical activity, relationship here, R-square, 0.22. And for the Moran's eye, about 0.35, so there's clustering there between disability and no physical activity. When we combine all the variables together, some of the significant relationships for mortality as the dependent variable, a number of significant relationships, but the primary contributors based on the regression coefficients would be percent disability, percent uninsured, percent high school graduates. Interestingly, even though it's positive there, percent of no social supports, negative in terms of this relationship, percent smokers and percent obese. And again, a significant Moran's eye listed at the bottom, 0.21. Looking at physical inactivity as a second dependent variable, major contributors, percent disability again, percent uninsured, percent unemployed, smoking slightly, percent obesity, as would be expected. And a significant Moran's eye there in terms of the clustering of counties. So, limitations of the study, its aggregate nature with the county health level data, even though we do have the individual unit of analysis counties, 3,221 counties. Yeah, there are inconsistencies in data collection that I described, and the fact that there's probably sampling bias with the county health departments that are reporting to the study. Variations in results due to weighting parameters for spatial analyses in terms of how we actually weight the data in terms of nearest neighbors analysis or using Queen contiguity. They use chess terms in terms of the way the nearest counties are related. There was high multicollinearity. Collinearity in the regression analyses, as would be expected given the number of independent variables that I used. Heteroscedasticity in terms of the variation, there was no consistent variation, variances among these variables, so the heteroscedasticity tended to be high. Also, another issue is scaling, because you can scale it nationally, or you may want to look at it regionally, or even at a state. And that changes the interpretation because you're comparing different county units. And so here we have, I just want to throw this up, Southeast mortality and disability, showing the, compared to the earlier slide that I provided, just in the Southeast, the concentration of the high mortality counties, again, Appalachia, along the Mississippi and other parts of the South, but less so in Texas and up near the D.C. area and in Florida. So the scaling really affects your interpretation. So you really want to look at different approaches if you're looking at a lot of counties. And, for instance, if you're looking at one county, the trend could continue into a neighboring county. So you have to scale it proportionally. Similarly, with inactivity, a similar pattern here. So conclusions, geographic data can be useful for informing educational health policy decision-making. Spatial dependence addresses the inflated R-square in the traditional regression model. There are threats of multicollinearity and heteroscedasticity. Spatial analysis requires careful weighting of analyses and critical review of spatial correlation threats, but it's a powerful tool for public health interventions. And I would recommend the approach that Teresa described with what they're doing with New York is an excellent model. That's a great site if you get a chance to visit it in terms of the pull-ups and the data that's available per county. I would stress that in the data collection, to triangulate with individual-level data sets in terms of your health policy decision-making. So don't just go based on the aggregate county data, but look at a combination to look at the patterns to really make your decision on what's really happening and where you need to target your interventions. And so model specification is critical as always. All models are incorrect, but some are better than others. So it depends on the data that we have and the accuracy in terms of interpreting the data. So I recommend using a combination with other methodologies, apply to targeted county interventions, and certainly there are some good systems in development to follow. The CDC Disability and Health data system is good, and also the New York system among state systems are good approaches. So thank you.